What of the Andy Griffith Show now?
I wish I could.
Andy Griffith Show, starring Andy Griffith.
I wish I had a pretty.
And Ronnie Howard.
I wish I had a pretty whistle like that guy.
Yeah. Who was that?
That wasn't Andy Griffith. He actually wrote the song. There's actually a song.
The tune. Yeah, it had words to it.
Mm-hmm, called Fishing Hole. The song's called Fishing Hole, and it's an Andy Griffith song. But he had somebody come. They didn't want the. I think the very first couple of episodes had the.
Had the words?
Had the
did
words.
It?
Huh. And it didn't work. It was distracting or. It didn't really Andy reflect Griffith. What they wanted in the show, but they liked the tune. So they had this famous whistler come in, and I don't remember his name, and he did it.
He
had a pretty whistle,
What's
though.
Today? Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Roo.
Happy Wednesday to you.
You feel like these shows are kind of dragging?
No.
Is it just me?
No. We just have heavy stuff talking
just
about.
Just heavy stuff all. This week?
Because we were all silly weirded stuff. Out last week. Uh-oh. Hey, who is that?
Is
maybe
that
it's somebody calling us back.
Huh?
Who is it?
Parchment Press.
I don't know who that is.
Hello? I have to tell you, you're on the air. Hello?
All righty then.
Scared the dickens out of them. Hello? Oh, how disappointing is that?
They hung up on us.
From now on, anybody that calls during the show gets on the show.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the new rule.
April, you better beware. She doesn't listen. What am I talking to her now for? She says, one day I'm going to catch up on the shows. And I'm like, no.
No, you're not. If you
No, a, I said, don't.
There's 850 shows. How are you going to catch up?
Well, we already had our 1,000th show.
Oh,
there
I'm
has
sorry.
To be. It has to be over 1,000.
I just meant of me and you.
Oh, okay. 6,000. Oh, there it is. Now what is it? Is it
the
them
same
again?
People?
Well, then it's just a.
No, this one says private caller.
Oh, okay. Let's see who it is.
Hello?
Hey, Brad, it's Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Janet from New Hampshire.
Yes.
Hi, Skeets.
I missed your call.
Did you hear our message?
Yes, I did. And I think I would rather walk on beach sand.
That's what I said.
That's what I said, too.
Great minds think alike.
So, do you mind if we call you Skeets?
I do have to give that some thought because that was the special name that my late father had for me. So
I do understand.
Well, we understand. That's why we asked.
I thank you for asking. It was cute you wanted to call me that too. But just knowing that Helen is called that, it's so cute.
We'll just call you Janet from New Hampshire since that's what we've always called you.
That sounds good. It's great talking to you. I enjoy the podcast so much.
Well, thank you. We enjoy listening. We enjoy doing the podcast so much.
And we enjoy getting the calls from y'all.
We do.
Yeah. I love hearing the y'all. You don't hear that much up here in New England. So.
What do you mean?
You don't say y'all there?
Why not? It's both.
I didn't quite catch what Faye said.
Oh, y'all don't say y'all there?
Not much, but I grew up in Virginia, so I did hear y'all there sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a perfectly good contraction. I don't know why you don't use it.
I know. It is perfectly good. It should be taught in school.
It should be taught in school.
Mm-hmm. Helen's learning contractions, so maybe it will. I'll talk to her teacher about adding that one.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea.
Okay, well, it is cold here. You guys must be enjoying some nice warm weather.
I was 38 this morning.
But it's like 50 now, so yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
It was 15 here this morning.
15.
But still, yep.
You do know that there's that like Texas exists,
that
right?
There's warmer places.
Well, I've been to Texas.
Well, I know. So you've been to Texas. Why did you go back to 15?
Because that's where my husband is.
Oh, well, you know, you can't account for love.
True.
All right. Well, Janet, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And have a great Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Actually, this is Wednesday, but Sunday when we talk to you.
But you'll hear it on Wednesday.
If today's Sunday, it must be Wednesday.
There
exactly.
You go.
It's sort of a Sunday-Wednesday day.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, that was cool.
See,
I'm glad
we actually talked to somebody.
Yay.
Well, see, we have to leave messages.
That's what we got to do. Leave messages and then just hope they call back.
So I read this article this week, and I'm sorry that I'm going to talk about politics again.
Oh, please. Why? Did you hear the collective? Did you hear all of America just went, oh, no. Well, look at that. 10 people just turned us off.
Oh.
Didn't even want to hear what you had to say.
Oh, it's not. Okay. I don't think that I have.
I'm going to take the contrary view no matter what you say. Go ahead.
No, you're not. Because this is
did you see that look?
This is just what do you call those people?
A commentator? An editor's note?
Freelance. This is just a freelance writer in his article, and it's called Historic, Yes, But Also Political. The Love Fest wouldn't have been the same had our first black president been a conservative. Anyway.
I don't know about that.
He goes through and talks about, you know,
what if Colin Powell had run for president?
No. But Colin Powell has aligned himself with the left now. I don't know if you know that.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about the Colin Powell I knew. The point of the matter is if Colin Powell had run for president, you don't think it would have been just as great?
It wouldn't have been the same. Nope.
Oh, I don't know. I think it'd just been just as historic.
Yes, that would have been true. But I don't think there would have been the love fest like he talked about. He talks about both. He says, what do you think? And I thought it was just an interesting, you know, is it only because his opinion is different from that of President Bush? Or is it, you know, because he's so charismatic and he brings off, what he wants to do.
It's a combination of all those things.
Because
plus,
of Condoleezza Rice, people would not have been as excited because she aligns herself with President Bush. It's not the same.
Okay, but hold on. I think that people would have been just as excited. The thing is, you wouldn't have had the perfect storm.
Right.
And the perfect storm means that Hollywood would not have been behind it.
Right.
And
well, that's what I'm saying.
The press would not have been
there
as behind it.
There wouldn't have been the love fest.
Okay, but I still think the people themselves would have still been just as excited.
Well, I think it still would have been historic, and it would have been neat. But it would not have been the same. It just would not. And that's my personal opinion. I really don't think it would have been the same.
No, it wouldn't have been the same.
Mm-mm. It would not have been this historic. I mean, it would have been a historic thing, but not as big of a deal.
Okay,
there you go.
All right. Well,
I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
And he had to re-say his oath.
Yeah,
by the way,
the
judge said a word out of order or something. Wasn't that right?
Yeah,
he had to redo
that.
It. He's only the third president in history who's had to re-say the oath.
And it wasn't him that messed up. It was the judge.
No, it was not him. It was the judge who did it.
Just to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say anything wrong.
Okay, here we go. From Milwaukee, your home state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Brandon Faith. This is Jodorres from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Again, calling you.
Hey!
A question for you. Would you rather assume that all Hispanic people are Mexican or ask them what nationality they're from?
Oh, see, I like
I'm
that.
I'm not Mexican. Guess what? Not all Hispanic people that call from Wisconsin are Mexican.
I'm sorry. I thought you said you were Mexican.
Did he?
I don't know. I guess. Oh, no, because he just said it wasn't.
We are very sorry, but thank you for calling us. See, that's all you have to do is
not
say, you know what?
All people from Texas are idiots.
Don't take it from this show.
Just me.
I love it.
I am something else. So
what are you?
Here's a riddle for you.
Oh, a riddle.
I come from an island in the Caribbean.
Oh, what happened?
I didn't get to hear the rest of his riddle.
An island in the Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Puerto Rico?
Cuba? Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, I bet.
Puerto Rico, Cuba.
I don't know.
He can't come from Cuba.
Let's call him and find out. We're having a lot of luck with this whole calling business now. I'm all excited.
Oh, he's all excited about this.
You know this great thing called the phone?
Yeah. It's a great invention.
Phone company.
Yeah, but you don't have anything to do with phones. you don't. That's
don't
so funny,
work.
People. You don't even work in an area that you.
And
mean,
my phone is on cable, so what if I have a cable phone? Jose from Milwaukee.
Is that how he said his name? It came across longer than that.
Really? Oh. My intern, like the great intern Stavine, wrote his name as Jose. J-O-S-E. Oh, not going to get him.
I am not available right now, but leave him a message.
Leave him a message because then he may call us.
Okay. Hey, he said Jesus loves you.
Hey.
En este momento, pero por favor,
And then he's leaving it in Mexican. I mean Hispanic.
Spanish.
Spanish.
Is the correct term.
Well, didn't that imply he's from Spain? He said he wasn't.
Yeah, but the universe, they say.
Jose from Milwaukee.
Hey.
The reason why I'm saying Jose, it didn't sound like you said Jose on your call, but Stavine wrote Jose. So until you tell me different. Okay. So we're going to guess Puerto Rico as far as the answer to your riddle, even though the end of your call got cut off.
And we want to say thank you for calling us on that rather than getting offended. We very much appreciate that because, you know, we're stupid. So
yeah, not all people from Texas are stupid, just like not all people who are Hispanic are from Mexico.
Right. See, there you go. So we're guessing Puerto Rico. Is that right?
He's not answering.
Okay, well, call us back.
Oh, you could call us back
right now. We're doing a show. We'll put you on it.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Bye.
Bye.
So there you go. And maybe he'll appear on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, maybe.
It takes us as long as Janet did to call back.
Yeah. Okay, so did he call back since it got cut off?
No, he did not call back.
Aw, so we didn't get to hear.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Very sorry. We did get to hear from... I can't read all this. It looks like Logan Rutherford or Longwood.
No, it'd be Logan.
Anyway, Longwood. I don't know what that means. It looks like he called several times, but I can't tell which one's first. So we're gonna go with it.
Hey, it's Brad and Faith, Bunch Girls Podcast.
Sounds like his cell phone's cutting out.
What you guys are hearing with your
I'm not understanding a word he's saying.
Well, it's just so fun to listen to it, especially last week on the live show.
He was enjoying the live show, evidently. Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry that didn't really work out for you, Logan. He called back again. Let's see if this one's any better. Whoops. That one's not any better because that's the same one.
Two Bars Girls Podcast.
That's the same one. Sorry. Hold on.
Hey, Two Bars Girls Podcast. This is Logan Rutherford. I sent in that voicemail earlier, but deleted it because I forgot to mention something.
We don't delete things.
I live probably about 9 miles south of you guys. I live in Fresno County or Fairfield, Texas, Cake, Texas. I live not in the middle of them, so I'm out of the country, and I really don't know where I live. I'm closer to Kerman, Texas, which has 100 people living in it. But my address is I'm from Pig, Texas. But I lived in Fairfield, Texas for 12 years of my life, so that's where I tell everybody I live. But I live like 5 miles away from Worthville, Texas, so I have no idea where I live. I just live somewhere in Texas.
Well, for all of you stalkers, I think they have a pretty good idea. If I thought anybody could decipher where he lived, I would delete all that just to keep from John Wilkerson's head from exploding. Yeah. But there are two reasons I'm not going to do that, John Wilkerson. And one, I don't think anybody can decipher exactly where he lives by what he said. And two, if he lives out there, his daddy has a gun. So there you go. Wilkerson will be happy. Or no, he won't. He'll be upset. But nevertheless, don't call in, and especially if you're a teenager. And tell us where you live exactly. That's not good.
No, people don't. We don't need to know that.
I would really rather nobody tell us exactly where they live. I mean, you know, street addresses or stuff.
I live in Texas.
Yeah, I live in a town in Texas. That's fine. That's pretty much all he said.
Yeah.
So we'll let that ride. But that was at least we could understand what he was saying.
That was better.
So good.
All righty.
What else you got? Was that enough for today? Did you read the thing for today?
No. Do you want me to?
Did you read the article, right?
Uh-huh.
Was that today?
Uh-huh.
All my days are running together.
Yeah. I talked about how it went to bed the same. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. We did that. Let me see if I had something on the run sheet for today that I wanted to mention. We had a lot of things going on the forum. I would like to plug one more time the Bible study. I really appreciate all you guys who are coming in to do the Bible study. It's the 3-minute Bible study. It's at mylifeministries.org/forums. And you can register there to be a member of the forum, and then you can participate in the Bible study below. And you don't have to register to participate in the Bible study. You just have to register to comment on the questions. But I really appreciate you guys coming in and doing that and making that a success. I mean, we're really, it's really taken off now, even already. And there's still a few enough people in there that we can discuss and have questions. And but there's enough that it's already worth doing, and it's just worth doing just for being in the Word. I'm going to do it anyway. So it's great to have you all along with us. And we're praying about the same scriptures together, and we are looking at the same scriptures together. We're looking at them in context one by one, and we're just marching through Romans. It's great. It's wonderful. And I'm learning a lot, even though Romans is one of my favorite books. I'm still learning stuff just by slowing down and taking it, you know, pretty much. We usually look at about, we try to break it up into Paul's sentences, and Paul's sentences are usually like 3 or 4 verses long.
Yeah.
By the time you get to the
He's
end of
the run on king.
He's the king of run on sentences. So, so we're trying to take it in context, but keeping in mind also the context of the chapter we're in and also in context of the entire book. So as we go through, it'll start to build on one another on itself, but does it preclude anyone from going ahead and joining us? And, anyway, so I just wanted to thank everybody that was doing that. You get new people every day joining in there, and it's wonderful. I'm just so excited. It's just fantastic. You can also follow our new our prayers. We have a prayer forum, but you can also do that through Twitter. That's new, and people are using that. I love getting the prayer requests and praise on the phone. They come through basically once a day. Our prayer ministers, Greg and Ruth Ann, they will send those out once a day with the prayers for the day, people who have left prayer requests and praises. And if there's any emergencies that come in the meantime, then they'll issue those. But, you know, it's not a lot. It's like one or, you know, maybe one a day or, you know, whatever. And sometimes hopefully there won't be any emergency prayers. So on good days, right? Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to plug those things or talk about those things that are exciting and new and happening in the ministry. Do you have a faith builder for today? Also, we're still, one more thing while you're looking at that, we're still taking show endings. If you'd like to write one and have me or Faith read it, or you can read it yourself and submit it. We heard one yesterday from Gracie, which was fantastic. We'll take some. I would really like to have it very biblical. When I say biblical, I don't mean just based on the Bible. Gracie's obviously was very biblical in that sense, but I would like for it to be scripture. I mean, you know, just pretty much a step through of the scriptures, like the Roman road kind of was. So if you're putting something out every day like that, and if it's completely scripture, then there's very little to get sick of. You know, you can, it's a living word. So you continue to find new and great things in just the word. So that's kind of what I'm looking
Valid
for.
Valid point.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. Keep that in mind if you have a submission. Do appreciate it. Also, me and you are supposed to do a promo.
We are?
Yes, because we're letting other people do a promo. Because we don't have an official promo. And the reason, let me tell you why. The reason why, let me slow down for a minute. Let me breathe myself into the moment.
Seriously.
That's what Oprah said the other day. I walked through the room. I was like, oh my goodness, she knows she didn't.
You know what? You know what?
What?
I took her off the TiVo.
Good for you. Faith, you like to keep up with what she's doing, and I like to keep up with what she's doing, so I have lots to talk about here on the show, but at some point, you just got to turn the garbage off for a while.
When the entire last two weeks was all it was inauguration, I couldn't take it.
Yeah, no.
I couldn't take it.
Too much. All right, so back on the reason why we have done no promos, and we don't play promos on the show for the most part, is because, for one, they're kind of two separate reasons, but they pull down to the same thing. If mm-hmm. people want talk about us or play clip, they're perfectly free to play clips from our show or talk about us on their show. That's fine. It's very organic. It's very of the Lord. It's very, you know, I don't feel like I have to push the show. This is the Lord's ministry, and he's the best promoter in the world because he will place us where we need to be. And so that's kind of why I've never done a promo. The reason why I don't play promos is sort of for the same reason, is I want it to be personal. If I've listened, I don't just want to play a promo from another podcast that I don't have any connection to, or that I don't.
Like Jen and Dave had this new promo that's really funny.
Yeah.
But we'll just say, listen to the Jen and Dave show, because yes, it's funny.
Yeah, and to me, that means more. It means more when other people say that than it would be if they just played a promo from us. And so I hope that it has the same value when I tell you, hey, go listen to the show, it's good. And then it kind of fits into the context of our show and doesn't come across as a break. And it's less work for me, less to keep up with and stuff like that. I've never told anyone I would not play their promo. And if they've asked me to, I have. But I plug other shows and try to. The ones that I listen to, the ones that mean something to me, the ones that are in the ministry. So, and maybe I'll try to be a little better about that. But anyway, the point was is that me and you need to sort of maybe rethink this and actually create a promo, because people are taking the worst parts of our show, the parts that make us look like complete buffoons, and making a promo out of them. No, they don't pick when I'm eloquently stating some great doctrinal thesis.
Of course not.
They pick when they pick me saying farts you can see.
Yeah.
And so
so why do you keep saying stuff like that?
I don't know. Anyway. Do you have a faith builder for us ready to go now? After I've stalled for as long as I have.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, go.
Okay. No, I didn't. But how about how about this? Here's
we
a good
love
one.
You, sir.
How about
we
this?
Lift our mind.
Go ahead.
No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen. That's fantastic. I love it.
There's a faith builder for you.
I love it. I need some more.
Height nor death, nor principalities, nor presence, nor things to come. Though the devil hate us, he can never separate us from the wonderful love of God.
See, we were doing so good. We were doing so good. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us, and
Vios con Dios.